Blog Talk Radio.
Unity broadcast, and we're first gonna start off with prayer here tonight. Father God, we come humbly before your throne of grace and mercy, your love and your peace, God. Lord, thanking you, Father God, for bringing us another day, Lord God. Thanking you for letting us be in the land of the living, God. Thank you, Lord, for roofs over our heads, Lord God, clothes on our backs, shoes on our feet, God. Lord, being able to still live in a free country, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Father God, for the current things that have been taking place right here in America, Father God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, that this nation will come back to what it once stood upon, the Word of God, Father God. Lord God, what our founding fathers, Lord God, had found this country upon, Father God, which was once a Christian nation, a nation after God's own heart. But now, God, it has gone far from what your heart is. So, Lord God, we're asking, Lord God, that your grace, Lord God, will hold out just a little bit longer, Father God. Lord God, that so more souls can be saved, Lord God, so more people can hear the truth, Father God. And, Lord God, we even come to the point, Lord God, of this new law that came out, Father God, that goes against the beliefs of the Bible, Father God. Lord God, we pray, Father God, that you just go in the midst, Father God, and you touch the hearts of those people, Lord God. Lord God, that agree with it, Father God. Lord, those people, Father God, that pass the law, God. Lord God, we pray right now, Father God, that you touch their hearts, Lord God. Lord God, that you prick them, Lord. You send somebody along their way to share Jesus with them, Father God. You send somebody along their way, Father God, to love them right where they're at, Father God. So, Lord God, bring them into the kingdom, Father God, before it's too late, God. In the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything that you've done. In the name of Jesus, we pray on tonight. Lord, I pray for my mother, Father God, on tonight, Lord. She's in the hospital, Lord, praying for healing, Father God. And Lord God, just have your way, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. As you're listening on the broadcast here tonight, wherever you're sitting in your car, in your home, wherever you're at, right now, just think of the Lord. Ask him to prepare you to be a living sanctuary, pure and holy, upright and true unto him. We must be that living sanctuary. We must be that living sacrifice. Pure and holy. We cannot come to God just any way. We must come to him pure with a pure and contrite heart. So, Father God, have your way on tonight, God. Lord, prepare your people to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you, Lord. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. I want you to think of yourself sitting before the throne of Jesus on the night, before his throne. We must come, laying ourselves down before his throne. Before the throne is where we come to offer praise and seek wisdom, for we bow as we enter the throne. And we cast ourselves down at your feet. And we cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. In your presence, Lord, is where we come to offer praise and seek wisdom, and we bow as we enter the throne room, and we cast ourselves down at your feet, and we cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Think of yourself in the presence of the Lord on tonight. In your presence, Lord, is where we must be. In your presence, Lord, is where we come to offer praise and seek wisdom. As we bow and we enter the throne room, and we cast ourselves down at your feet, and we cry, holy, holy.
Shrunda Smith.
Holy is the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, in your presence we come here tonight, God, giving you all praise and worship and an honor and glory due to your name, Father. We welcome everybody on tonight, that those that are listening in to the broadcast, those that have called in, bless you on tonight. Bless you on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That was a recording from an old radio broadcast of ours. We had some slight tech issues here tonight with the internet. It's still running a little bit shaky, but we are here tonight. We will stay on as long as the internet will allow us to. I'm going to go right into the word tonight. Welcome to God's House of Prayer of the Worshiper, and we're glad so much to have you here tonight. Pray for Bishop Dennis as he's preaching on Skype in Pakistan. Pray for Apostle Lionel as he's out of town on his way home. And us that are here tonight, let us be a blessing unto the kingdom together. Hallelujah. Lord, prepare us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Hallelujah. Father, let us be a living sanctuary unto you. We give you all the glory, worship, and honor and praise due to your name on tonight. Bless you, Apostle Rita. Bless you, Leslie, for being here tonight. And those that are still going to be on their way coming, bless you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have Sister Paula here. Y'all give me a moment as I'm going to dial her in. Hallelujah. One of the new sisters in Christ that gave her life to the Lord. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll pray as my wife's having a rough time here with the old company that keeps harassing her. Keep her in prayer. You guys know how that is to go through that with companies that don't appreciate you and don't appreciate the gift that God has given you. But God put her in a better company where they're actually giving her the opportunity to grow into the position that she has the capability of. She's a wonderful woman of God, and I just love her so much. Hallelujah. I love you, beautiful.
To erase and re-record, press 3.
Hallelujah. Well, on the night, we're going to go into the message now, sisters and brothers. The message tonight is prayer. I'm not going to be before you long at all. It's just a quick message. And tonight's message that God gave me was about prayer. Prayer is the way that which we communicate with God. He wants to know us better. Bible verses and prayer are great if you want to know how to pray. But we have some verses here that will help understand prayer even more and how to have a confidence within the prayer life that we need to have between us and the Lord. Hallelujah. First John 5:14. This is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He will hear us. Now here's the thing. According to His will. See, a lot of preachers out there nowadays, they're saying, ask and you shall receive, but they forget to say according to His will in 1 John 5:15 is what it says. Not to your wants or what you think you need, but the Lord gives to you what you need according to His riches and His mercy, what's going to build and edify the kingdom. He's going to give to you what is not going to hurt you. He's going to bless you with things that are going to take you to the next level in Him. Hallelujah. 1 John 5:16 says that if you see a brother or a sister commit a sin that does not lead to death, you should pray. You should pray. And God will give them life. I refer to those whose sin does not lead to death. There is a sin that leads to death, and I'm not saying that you should pray about that. Hallelujah. See, sisters and brothers, instead of us talking about our brother or sister or talking about this or talking about that, we need to pray. I tell you, I've been guilty of it along the way. 1 Chronicles 16:11, look to the Lord in His strength and seek all His ways. 2 Chronicles 6:21, hear the supplications of your servant and of your people, Israel, when they pray towards this place. Hear from heaven, your dwelling place. When you hear, forgive. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. See, a lot of the sicknesses and diseases that go on in life is because of worry, because of stress. The Bible says, fret not, because He is your King. Fret not. Cast all your worries, your cares, and your burdens upon Him. How many times has God wanted to heal us, but we haven't allowed Him to because of this very reason? Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:18. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which has called you and the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. Ephesians 6:18, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. And with this mind, be alert always. Keep on praying for all the Lord's people. See, we got too many sicknesses and diseases and too many things going on in this world because we are not praying the way that we should. How can we expect God to move a mountain if we're not learning to pray? How can we expect God to do something for us if we're not learning to pray for others? Don't just look on the needs of your own, but look on the needs of your brothers and sisters too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we act like the judge and are so self-righteous that we forget that we are only human as well. That only by God's grace can we stand before any man. Can we even sit on a radio station like this and preach as I am? We have sisters and brothers that almost lose their lives, but yet we're not praying. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Jeremiah 29:12 says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me and I will listen to you, says the Lord. Job 22:27 says, you will pray to him and he will hear you and you will fulfill your vows. The last one I have for you on tonight, or last two verses, sorry. John 17:15. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. James 5:13. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing a song of praise. Let's sing a song of praise because our sisters and brothers have been saved from the world. Our sisters and brothers have been saved from spiritual death. Let's pray and let's rejoice when our sister and brothers get a promotion on the job or get healed in the body. Let's rejoice. And the last one here that is on my screen is 1 Corinthians 7:5. Do not deprive each one another, except perhaps by mutual consent for a time, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer, and then come together so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. We need to pray with one another. Find a prayer partner, someone you can pray with. Find someone that you can text during the day to text encouraging messages back and forth between. Find someone you can talk to. Find someone that you can be a blessing to and can be a blessing to you. So that the Bible says iron sharpens iron. So on tonight, let the iron sharpen you. And let the iron that's in you sharpen the other. Because that iron is Jesus Christ. And it's his word. Told you I wasn't going to be before you long tonight. But I want to thank you all for being here tonight. We started late due to technical internet issues. But thank the Lord, at least we got a 27 to 30 minute service in tonight. If you want to listen to the first half of it tonight, you're more than welcome to go back to the recording and listen. That was a recording from the past that I played in the beginning here so that people could get a chance to hear about purity and holiness and how it all plays into prayer and how we must come together in love, not in self-righteousness. Not, the Bible says, pick plank out your own eye before you're going to try to pick it out of somebody else's. sisters and brothers, I stand before you here tonight as I have at times in my life been self-righteous. Even to my wife, I've been self-righteous. Along the way, where the Lord had to really whip my butt and say, hey, are you always perfect? Don't you make mistakes along the way? Stop making her feel like she got to walk on eggshells and make her feel like she don't please. Ain't about pleasing you, the Lord said. It's about pleasing me. It's about pleasing God. We're not here to please our wife or our husband. We're here to please God. And if they're pleasing God and they're honoring God, then they are honoring you. I got my baby poo on here tonight. Your mic is open, sweetheart. I love you. I know I don't always acknowledge you the way that I should at times, and sometimes along the way in the past, I haven't been always nice. But the Lord has been working on my heart, and I love you. You gonna say something? I got you a mic.
Oh, no.
Just tired. Y'all, she working like 67 hours a week, so she's really tired. She's used to getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and going till 7 o'clock in the evening, so bless her father for her labor of love.
Sister
Paula?
Yes?
Welcome tonight. We're so glad to have you here tonight.
Thank you. Even just
a little bit of time that we got a chance to hear the word. A little bit of time we got to come together. I want us to spend the last 5-10 minutes of the service, and I'm actually going to be the quiet one this time around. And I'm going to ask those that are on the broadcast. There's only a few of us here tonight. A few other people that would normally be here are, two of them are out of town, and one is in another revival conference. So y'all pray for that. It's a partnership that we just made with about 55 ministries in Pakistan.
Oh, wow.
The bishop and us. So I'm getting ready to preach in India over Skype to about 25-30 pastors. So y'all pray for that as the Lord is taking this ministry into greater, higher heights and deeper depths. And the Lord's bringing more people together as we're supposed to be unified. Here, Sister Paula, we call each other sister and brother. Just because I have apostle on my name doesn't mean you can't call me brother. I don't care about that. I know I already know who I am in Christ. Like Paul,
right.
Paul used to be Saul, and then Saul became Paul, and then Saul turned around and became Apostle Paul, Brother Paul,
okay.
And Apostle Paul. And his significance in that is it was a due honor unto him because he left being a murderer of Christians to being a lover of the Lord. Before he was even saved, he was actually a murderer of Christians.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to... I'm going to bring my wife back in. I lost the call with her here. Hold on, y'all. She's trying to watch my son at the same time. But she's an awesome prayer warrior, loves the Lord. And I'm going to try to get her back on here. Hallelujah. They don't have the greatest signal here tonight, but we're working with it tonight. Hallelujah. Sweetheart, will you pray, and then I'm going to have Paula pray next, and then we're going to close out.
I have a sore throat because I have to yell at my lady all day, because she can't hear. I have to yell at her all day, and my throat is hurting.
It's okay. So, you can do a short prayer if you need to.
Kind of funny. But, oh. It's me to come for you right now. Humbly as we can, know how. Which is very humble on our knees for you. But, thank you for getting me through this day. I almost was sideswiped 3 times today, and then almost a deer hit me, or I almost hit a deer, or whatever. But I thank you for your guiding protection, angels around about all the highways and byways. I just pray for all the people on the radio tonight. God, you would bless them, bring mercy and grace into their hearts and minds and souls. Thank you that we all have an opportunity to have a chance to even say anything. Some people don't have an opportunity. Some people can't even talk, so.
It's okay.
What?
Go ahead.
I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking I have a good job, and my people are very patient, and you gave me some good people. I guess it's a good fit when the little lady I take care of is already telling me she loves me. So that's pretty cool. It's only been not even 2 weeks yet. But I thank you. You've given me the mind to be able to do this type of job, because it's very hard with this lady, because there's certain things that I have to do. But I thank you. You've given me the opportunity and the know-how to do it. And I pray for my mom's husband, who fell, and he. My mom just sent the picture today of him. And he fell, and the dog pulled him off the porch. I just saw something through that. Sometimes we get so distracted that we just get pulled, their feet get pulled right from underneath us. And we have no way to defend ourselves or protect ourselves. So that's the result, is a big boo-boo wherever we landed or hit our face or our heart or our chest or something on our body. And sometimes we have those for reminders to help us remember. So it's been tough, but I know that where there's a will, there's a way. And so I pray for everyone's finances, everyone's thoughts and heart's desires. I pray for the children in the schools, about the people that are working on the streets because of the construction. I pray for their safety, because it can be dangerous. It's just all these people out there on those streets. Trying to fix the roads and stuff to make them safer. Thank you that we have an opportunity to talk to you, Lord, so that everyone has an opportunity to say any words to you, or pray, even have a mouth to speak. But I know you said if we don't cry out, the rocks will. I don't know about anybody else, but I don't want no rock or no tree climbing or crying out for me. Because if you look at the trees, how they're outstretched, they're literally praising God. You know, they stand there with their leaves, and, you know, it looks like they're praising God. I just looked at a tree today, and I just thought about that. Like, they're praising God. They don't think, well, they're trees, but, you know, that's what they do. I don't want the tree praising God for me. So prayer is very important to have a firm foundation. You know, when you don't have somebody to turn to, someone physically – human, we have only God. So we have to depend on God and not other people, not even ourselves. So I just feel that in the morning when I do get up in the morning, yeah, sometimes I'm a crab and I just hate getting up at that time. But I thank God I am able to get up and get motivated and do the stuff I need to do, because I actually had a really, today it was so beautiful, the sun started rising right in front of me. It was just like so beautiful. And I found myself complaining, like, I don't want to be up this early. In my head, I'm just mumbling, oh, I wish I could go back to sleep. But you know what? That was so beautiful today. It was just like I got him at the right time where I was able to see the sunrise. And I've never seen that. I've never literally seen that. There was nobody on the road except for the deer I almost hit. But it was so peaceful, and just I didn't feel rushed. I was just taking my time, sitting there in the driveway watching the squirrels and the birds, doing what they do every day, not even worried about being up and moving around. But, you know, we take life for granted. I thank God for my job and the people I work for. They've been really awesome lately. And I thank you that Lamont, my mom's husband, did not get hurt any worse than he did. He already looks like a raccoon now. So, you know, I guess he's probably getting pretty, it hurts worse when you know, the second day of falling, I know, because I've fallen many a time. Fortunately, never hit my face on anything. But that was, I guess maybe, you know, he's humbled by it, having someone fix his face and make sure it's not, you know, no bones are broken or anything, because that was he's a big guy. And, you know, so sometimes I had to look at that for a minute when my mom sent me the picture. Oh, wow. Sometimes we have things scarred to us because, like I said, the Lord doesn't want us to forget what happened and how he brought us through it. So we all have things that we have been through spiritually, mentally, physically, every which way, up and down, back and forth, in and out, whatever. There's so many ways. So we have to really, prayer is a good thing to do. I was talking to God today, just talking to him about stuff, realizing some things that, you know, I've changed myself. And, we all need to look at ourselves in the mirror, especially me. I have to look at myself. Ugh, what is that? You know what? We have to see ourselves the way God sees us, and we're just his little children. And this little lady says to me today, where are we going to go? What are you going to do with me? What do you want me to do? So, 87 years old, asking me, you know, and that's all God wants us to do. I'm like, wow, she's so humble, 87 years old, asking me what we should do today. What are you going to do with me? What are we going to do? You know, it's just like, never thought about it, but that's how God, Lord, however you want to say it, he wants us to ask us, what do you want us to do today? Who can we help? Who can we feed? Who can we, you know, this world is corrupt. I just saw a thing that my friend, I'm not mentioning any names, but she said her daughter's father of their child beat him up. Just beat him up. No reason. Just beat up the kid. He's, I think, 5 years old. And I'm just like, you know, we don't even care about our own family. Another thing, I saw someone bury an animal alive. I mean, if you can bury or hurt a little child or anybody at that matter, you know, a dog, just because it was old, just bury it alive.
Yeah, Florida.
Someone found them, and she died an hour later, but at least she got to feel love before she died. But this little kid, I'm just like, wow, you know, we can hurt someone like that, not even hitting them, but mentally, you know. But this kid, I'm just like, you know, thinking about all this stuff. But we have to pray for ourselves. We got to pray for ourselves, because sometimes we get caught and we get stuck in a rut.
That's what tonight's about, is prayer.
We get in this butter and we keep trying to run out of it. We can't run out of the butter because you're going to slip and slide. You have to get on a firm place.
Hallelujah.
You know, we're like, if a mouse, for example, if a mouse gets stuck in butter, he can't get out. They're forever trying to get out, but it's so slippery. They can't, there's nothing to grab for their feet to grab onto. Sometimes that's like us. We're stuck in a butter bowl, stuck in a mud hole. Oh, that pig goes back to its flop after it gets cleaned up nice and fresh. It goes right back into the dirt and rolls around. You know, we talk about this. Animals can show us a lot of stuff. Kids, my own son right here, you know, comes to me because he must know something's wrong. Coming kissing me, you know, hugging me, and just looking at me and sitting on my lap. Maybe he misses me because I'm gone all day. But you know what? At least I have a job. There's some people that don't have jobs. And I appreciate what I'm learning on my job, and being very, very organized is crucial. So we have to really have God help us through prayer and supplication. Because if he asked, he says to ask, and you shall receive. But it's
according
to his will.
Yep.
And so,
Hallelujah.
You know, we can't just not say stuff like stay quiet, because no matter what, God knows what's in our head anyway.
Yep.
So, you know, we can think we're mindless or have nothing to think about. Like I said today to my lady, she was sitting there grabbing her head, and I thought something was wrong. I thought she was getting a headache or something. And I said, what's wrong? She goes, nothing. She just nothing was wrong. She just wanted to grab her head. You know, she said, nothing's wrong. Should something be wrong? You know, she's just in there just grabbing her head, and, you know, sometimes we assume, you know, things. But anyway, so my point is we have to really stop letting ourselves get turned back into that pillar of salt, like that lady in the Bible, because she looked back just to get one more look at the past or see what's going on behind us, you know, whatever, because that doesn't matter what's behind us. I mean, unless someone's chasing you, then, yeah, you better look back, make sure no one gets you. But we have to also trust that God has our back. And that he's going to protect us on that, the place where we don't have, you know, spiritual eyes to see. Even our own eyes, we can't see the right way sometimes. So today I'm driving, and all of a sudden my glass or something happened when my eyes started. Like, I don't know if it's from the sun, or I was in the dark house today, and I don't like the lights on, and try to save these people money.
Sweetheart.
Anyway, I just have a point.
Hold on. I have somebody right now that just messaged in. They're on the line. I don't want to forget about them. Hold your thought. Do not forget. But this person needs urgent prayer. Okay?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Hi,
so,
Nick. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. I'm going to have Apostle Rita pray for you, and then have my wife pray as well. you would like to share, if you want to share it with us, if you want to leave it confidential, however you like to do it.
Remember I talked about my brother, so stage 4?
Yes.
That he was starting chemo?
Yes.
They stopped chemo. There's no cure, no chemo, no radiation. There's nothing that they can do. It's in God's hands now.
Well, there might be a natural way to go on this, and of course, God, number one, but we'll have to talk about that aspect. Hallelujah. So right now, Father God, I'm going to start off and then can hand it over to Rita. Father, we pray, Father God, that your healing power come right now. We're praying, Father God, that right now that you give them the strength, Father. Lord, we saw how you healed the tumors out of Lisa Pope's legs, Father, the double tumors that were in her legs, God. Father, we saw how you healed the double brain injury within a 3-day period of each other from my mother-in-law, Father. So right now, Father, we're believing in your healing power for our sister's brother, Father. Father, we pray, Lord God, that if there's any type of shaky foundation in him as well, Father, that you will make that path straight for him, God. And Father, the God, that you will strengthen his walk with you. The Lord God, there's always a reason for everything that happens. There's never a coincidence, but there's a reason. So, Father, give him the strength and the power to know that it is already done by your riches and by your mercy, Father. Father, right now, let him be a living testimony unto the other people, God. Lord God, I'm praying for a supernatural healing. The doctors may have wrote him off, God, but Father, you said it's not done yet. Because he wouldn't have made it through that colon surgery, Father, if it was already done. So, Father, we believing, Father, that that colon surgery was not for no reason, Father. We're believing, Father God, that it was for a reason and a purpose to be even greater glory for you. So, Father God, on tonight, God, we believing in your total healing power to go right now in that room where he's at, Father, and you anoint him. You anoint him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Father. You go in on every organ, pancreas, Father, liver, colon,
the one that
all of those
really
areas, Father God. And we believe it is done by your riches and your mercy, God. And we pray, Lord God, that I remember, Father, a story that happened when I heard about when I was a kid where a woman needed a heart transplant. And the doctors had no hearts ready for her. And there was no way she was supposed to live. Father, she was in her about 60s or 70s. And Father, all of a sudden, my pastor that I was under at that time said that his mother had seen Jesus himself come into the room and had seen him open her chest, grab out the old heart, and put in a new heart.
I believe that.
The doctors came in the next morning. The doctors came in the next morning. Hallelujah. The doctors came in the next morning and they said, man, there's nothing wrong with you. We don't understand. We can't explain it. And all she kept saying was, Jesus. Jesus. So on tonight, I command that same story to be relived again, to be revived again, a new colon. A new organ in that body, Father God. A supernatural healing on tonight, God. Father God, it's not about us, but it's all about you. And it's all about your healing power in his body, God. So we believe
amen.
It is done right now, God. Hallelujah. Can the saints say amen? Can
amen.
The saints say amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I got every mic on. Mic is open tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of our lives have been rededicated. Some of our lives have been healed. Some of our spirits and our souls have been changed. On tonight, let's say amen and hallelujah. Father, I pray even right now, God, for Melissa Flugrat, Father,
Her daughter's going in for another heart surgery, Father. Father God, I pray that you give her peace, Lord God. You give her strength right now, God. Lord God, we promise that we will pray on the radio for her tonight. So we believe it is done by your strength and by your power. And we pray against the attack of the enemy upon every soul that is in the kingdom, Father. And we pray, Father God, that you go up like a hedge, Father. You put up your shield to protect them. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, Father God. And Lord God, the boot shot of peace. The belt of your word. Hallelujah. Sword of the spirit.
Hallelujah. Hey, Nick.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
Blessings. Blessed.
I'm kind of really mad right now because I know my God does things for a reason, and my mother took the easy way out. She had options, and she died. She knew
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a man fighting for his wife who just had a baby, who has no options. Am I angry? Yeah, I'm very angry. I'm not angry at God. I'm just angry at the situation. It just doesn't
mm-hmm.
seem right.
Mm-hmm.
I watched her die, and I'm going to get to watch my brother die. I don't think that's right.
Let's not speak death yet, sister. Don't speak death. Speak life. You can't give up yet. Don't give up now. I know it's not easy to hear that, but I've been on the other side of the board where my mom was fighting leukemia. Was
yes,
near
I
death.
Remember. I remember.
It was near death, and she's still fighting things in her body and has never given up, and she's in remission twice. So that same God that healed her can heal your brother.
I'm not giving up, and like I said, I just don't think that it makes any sense to me that somebody that doesn't fight for their life and has options, and here's somebody that changed their life and has a family and doesn't have options. It doesn't make sense to me. It hurts me so bad, and I'm not angry
mm-hmm.
with my God because I know he does what he does for a reason. And
mm-hmm.
he has a purpose for everything because I should not be in this world right now. I should be dead, but I'm not. And I'm very grateful. That I'm still, yeah. And you know
Amen.
My story.
Yes, I do.
I have to get it off my chest because if I don't speak about it,
yeah.
it's going to bother me.
That's what this is about. That's what we're here for tonight. Hallelujah. Rita, would you have any Rita or Leslie or Paula, any of y'all want to say something to her? You're more than welcome to. Everybody's mic is open.
I just tell her not to give up hope yet because if we give up, we shouldn't give up hope in any situation. We should always trust God even if we don't think the decision is right. Because God will bring us through every situation that we face. It may not be the answer that we're looking for, but there is a blessing at the end of this. At the end of every situation that we face, whether it's
I'm a true believer of that, and I love my God unconditionally, and I trust Him without doubt, and I have kindness and forgiveness in my heart, and Lord Jesus is my Savior. I'm just angry
mm-hmm.
at the situation that my mother took the easy way out, and my brother's fighting for his life, and that's what I'm angry about.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rita, would you like have anything you would like to say to her?
Because, you know, I was wrapped. Nick, you know, I spent a year and a half of my recovery, and I've got
mm-hmm.
two more surgeries to go get done, and we set one already. And, you know, I'm here by the grace of God because
mm-hmm.
we survived what I went through.
Yeah, but I hear you. I hear you.
That's God. Just angry at the situation.
Boy,
angry
I hear
at God.
You. Sister, sweetheart, let's dissect this for a moment, okay? And I dissect things from a spiritual point as well as from a natural, because they both honestly walk hand in hand, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Everything in life, and I know Rita's going to agree with me on this, and I'm actually going to open Dennis's mic as well. Everything in life is called the free will choice.
I agree.
And you have every right to be angry at your mom for what she did, because it was unfair to you and your brother, okay? Number one. There's nothing wrong with having anger. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. So as long as you do not harbor unforgiveness against her, that is the part that matters. And that is the part that you have to ask yourself. Has it gotten to the point of unforgiveness?
I made peace with her. I spoke with you about that. I made peace with her.
And I thought you did, yeah. I remember.
Yeah, we did.
So,
we spoke about that.
And that's done with. So all it is now is just hurt, sweetheart.
It's
it hurts
bringing time. Back old wounds is what it is. Exactly what you just
yeah.
said. Bringing back old wounds.
Exactly. And Dennis, you want to jump in on this one? I hear him and him. Hey, he's
Pastor
clearing
Dennis,
his throat.
How are you? Hi, Pastor. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Good to hear from you, too. When it comes to trying to get old, done against whether on purpose.
Your phone's breaking up, Dennis.
Yeah, you need to speak up a little louder. Get that tough voice out there.
Let me put my
headphones
on.
Yeah, he just got out of a revival conference. He was preaching to like 50 pastors from overseas.
Nice.
So y'all just give him a moment to get himself a little settled here.
That's okay.
All right, this any better?
Much better.
Much.
Whenever we're dealing with things that wound us emotionally, the biggest obstacle of overcoming it and moving on is our ability to just forgive, which is the easy part, and the hard part, to forget. As long as we keep those memories, we keep inflicting pain upon ourselves.
I haven't thought about that until I got the phone call today, and everything came rushing back like it was happening right now.
Well, we can we can't do anything about dealing what the people that who hurt us when we have to deal with them. A lot of times they may or aggravate old situations, but it's in our ability as part of forgiving them to also just forget about what caused the hurt in the first place. Because we can easily just say, okay, I forgive you, and not harbor ill feelings towards them. But as long as we are allowing those memories to reside in our conscious mind, we are inflicting pain upon ourselves.
That's very true. I understand what you're saying. I agree with that.
And that's the hardest part about God's forgiveness, because it's just not about forgiving the person for what they did, but it's also removing the memory of it from our own conscious recollection so we don't let it inflict pain upon ourselves. Because if we cannot forget, we will never truly be able to forgive.
I thought I was doing good there for a while.
It's okay. It happens. It happens, sweetheart. It happens.
I know.
It really does.
Forgiveness is probably the hardest thing. Forgiveness is probably about the hardest thing that we have to do, other than that, taking that first step of accepting God's grace for salvation.
Hallelujah.
You know, God didn't promise a rose garden. He tried to give us a rose garden in the beginning, and we messed it up.
Of course.
So now we got we got the roses and the thorns, but no garden.
Right. So how do we build the garden back?
We build the garden back by learning to remove ourselves from the desires and the lies and the chaos of the flesh and the world, and walk in the Spirit by the love and compassion and understanding of God's love.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah,
our garden is a spiritual garden which will only be fully manifested in heaven when our soul is separated from our natural, from our physical body and flesh.
Amen.
Until then, it is God's love and our ability to take that love and give it back through compassion and understanding to others that we find our heaven on earth.
Hallelujah.
I do that every day.
And that's pretty much... Oh, sorry.
I have kindness and forgiveness in my heart every day. Even for the people that have hurt me, I have no malice for no one, ever.
It's a momently thing, sweetheart. It really is. It's a momently thing.
It's not what God wants.
Yep. I mean, it's a momently thing. What did the Bible say? The Word of God said in there, one of the apostles had asked him, he said, how many times am I to forgive my brother or my sister? And he said, 77 times 7.
Yeah.
And how much, if you multiply, that's 490 sometimes in a day. So if that's how many times he expects us to forgive, 490 plus in a day, that shows that even his forgiveness is infinite. That he will forgive you as long as your heart is in the right place. So when it comes down
it is,
to I'm not talking about you, sweetheart. I'm just saying, in general, for people in general. Because that's what tonight's message that we spoke tonight was about, prayer. Prayer and supplication, as my wife said. And sometimes when these attacks are coming, I'm going to preach about fasting soon. Dennis and I are going to hit that one big time. We're going to hit fasting the correct way according to God's word and not according to what man thinks. Because there's too much of that
I just did a fasting, and I'll be looking forward to going through this one. This is going to be interesting. I'm going to learn something here.
Well, you know, something I'm going to tell you that I've been learning, and because if you have a medical issue, don't fast all day long if it's going to affect that medical issue.
No, I know.
Okay?
I know.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong.
I've already talked to my doctor.
No, I'm explaining from a biblical point that according to even the Lord, it is the amount of time that you give unto him. That
exactly.
comes from your heart. It isn't.
Right.
Remember the widow's mite in the Bible.
It doesn't matter whether you fast 5 hours or an hour. It's what you devote to him.
Exactly. He looks at what comes from the heart. He doesn't want somebody that's coming like the Pharisees did with all this money, and they throw all that money in front of him, but yet he said the widow gave more with the little penny. Okay? Because she gave of her last. And that's the same thing when it comes to your fasting time between you and the Lord. So when it comes to this point, why did I mention fasting is I'm thinking what we're going to do, Dennis, and I want to do this for the next 3 days for your brother as a ministry. Those that would love to come on board, all you got to do is fast one meal a day or as the Lord, you know, shows you. But at least one meal a day, and fast that and pray during that time for our brother. Pray for the church. Pray for those that are dying or those that are not doing well health-wise. Let's fast together as a corporate body. And, of course, fast for the things that you would like to fast for from behind the scenes. But let's fast in prayer with our sister, because the Bible says that when two or three are gathered in his name, that he's in the midst. It's not always gathered in a building, not always gathered by hands, but it's gathered in prayer, sisters and brothers.
Absolutely. Amen.
So that's what tonight was about, was prayer. And I hear Dennis clearing his throat because he wants to say something. I know him too well, but no.
That's the cue for Nick to be quiet, right?
I just wanted to bring out that when we do our faithful deeds for God, whether it be fasting or good works, whatever, the scriptures tell us both in fasting and doing the works that God asks us to do. When it's talking about spiritual deeds, it says, do them in a way that your right hand does not know what the left hand is doing. And when it's talking of fasting, it says, do not do like the Pharisees that walk around in sackcloth and everything, make them look like they're suffering. But he says
yep.
to wash your face and
yep.
comb your hair to make it
yep.
seem so that nobody knows you're fasting.
Yep.
Because and also when Jesus in Matthew.
Yeah, because
it's Matthew
fasting
5
is a personal thing between you and God.
Right. In Matthew
it's not something
5
that you
6,
need to advertise to anybody. That's
yeah,
your private time and quiet time with God.
Yeah, in Matthew 5 and 6, when Jesus is trying to teach us how to pray, and before he gave them the Lord's Prayer, he said, when you pray, go into your secret room where only God can hear you, and then you will be rewarded openly.
Hallelujah.
All too many times, people make fasting a personal testimony of how good they are or how they are doing
Lord.
Great things
Come on,
for
Dennis.
God.
Come on.
And Matthew 7.
But see, God looks at more than that in your heart.
Yeah. And
yep.
Matthew 7:23-24 says that even spiritual gifts are not a sign of salvation, because it reads there, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, and will not enter the kingdom of heaven. In that day, many will say, Lord, Lord, to me. Have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? These are talking about spiritual gifts. And what did
yep.
he answer to him? He says, I never knew you, you who practice lawlessness.
Yep. Yep.
Sounds like
Amen.
They were looking for retribution to be validated. God validates me by waking me up, and that's enough.
That's right. We don't see, this is the thing. Like he was saying, y'all remember the Pharisees in the Bible.
Yeah. Mm.
What did God always – well, not God. Well, God is Jesus. But what did Jesus always do when he went to the synagogues? Who was he always rebuking?
Pharisees and Sadducees, the scribes.
Who have some of us been at times? Some of us have had those moments where we've been like the Pharisees, where we've been
oh, yeah.
self-righteous.
I'm
and that's joking. Where I said tonight that off of that, I used to be one of those for years that I went to a church where it was always publicized about fasting and all this kind of stuff. It's one thing to say as a ministry you're going to fast together and you don't make people feel obligated to do it. You say, those that would love to volunteer, don't tell me that you're doing it. Just do it before the Lord.
Right.
That's the proper way to do it. And we will go together as a ministry and trust that all of our sisters and brothers will fast one meal a day as the Lord shows them. Okay? So, in like Dennis said,
yeah,
it's not what you're
advertising it. He doesn't need the validation.
You know exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. You know?
Like he doesn't need the validation. He just wants to know that Amen. You're there for him. And
we're gonna ask even our overseas ministries, Dennis, all the ministries that are connected to us overseas, Dennis, if you could talk to them and ask to them that it's not an obligation. It's just a request that as our ministries international, we can send out an email and ask that everyone will fast for 3 days, one meal a day, as the Lord. And if they want to fast more, that's between them and the Lord. But so that we can have power in prayer, because there's too many attacks in the health area right now that are attacking people in the body. I see it with my father-in-law who just fell and busted his head, can't even work now for a while. My mother-in-law who just came.
You've been through a lot.
Mother-in-law who just came. Mother-in-law who just came out of a double brain surgery, but yet she's still alive. She's living right now with two blood clots in her lungs, but yet she's still living. But that's the power of God.
Amen. That's
so
right.
That same power that's there, as I talked about prayer tonight, Dennis, as I talked about fasting tonight, those two things together, number one, you better have a lifestyle behind it, because you can't just go fasting and praying and not have a some type of walk with the Lord. You got to have some type of relationship. Exactly.
Right.
You can't just talk it. You got to walk it. You know, and Dennis
was
telling me.
I have my God appointment. I make God appointments, and I have my time with my private time with God, whether it's
that's
in my
right.
car, whether I'm taking
awesome.
A shower, whether whatever.
You're preaching
I
tonight.
Take my moment
you're
to talk to
tonight.
My God.
You're preaching. Come on, evangelist.
But it's the truth. I
no,
pray
but for
everywhere.
Real.
Don't matter. And I call in my God appointments.
Because I've known you about the same amount of time I've known Dennis. Almost 4.5 years.
Well, I learned a lot from Dennis. I've learned a lot from Dennis. He has taught me
I've
a lot.
Learned, yeah, a lot over the years I've learned from him myself. I wouldn't be...
I didn't spend a lot of time with him, but what I did spend, I got a very clear understanding of my past.
Yeah, the Lord is awesome. I mean, God will use those
There's
that
only,
we allow him to
It's very
use.
Simple. It's very simple. Somebody told me they have three wills. You love God without doubt and trust in him without doubt. Have kindness and forgiveness in your heart, number two. And number three, make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. It's that simple, and people complicate the hell out of that.
Yep.
It's really that simple.
It covers the rest.
You
it
let
really
it go,
does. Those
and you let
four.
It go.
I mean, come on. Honestly, I preached a message about this a while back, and it goes off of what you just said. Love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, with all thy spirit, with all thy understanding,
that's
and love
right.
thy neighbor as thyself. And actually in the word, I forget the exact scripture where, but it states that if we have kept those two commandments, we have kept the rest.
That's right. And it's so simple.
It is that simple. Dennis has preached this along the years that I've known him. Rita, her mic's open. She'll decree, she's preached something about this as well. During the time. Evangelist, when I first met you and you've preached on the radio in the past, you as well. You know? God doesn't call the ones that have made it. He calls the ones that are willing to make it.
Right. And
the
you know
willing
what
vessels.
I've learned? I'll tell you what I've learned. The lesson isn't learned when you're out of the tunnel in the light. It's when you're in the eye of the storm. That's
yep.
where the lesson is learned. Because if you
yep.
don't get it then, it's going to keep you there until you get it.
Yep. Dennis?
Hey.
You hear that
yep.
storm part she just said?
Mm-hmm.
Remember
it's
what you
truth.
Talked to me? No, but remember what you talked to me about in the personal time?
Mm-hmm.
That lines up.
Yep.
That's why I'm laughing because...
Is.
It really made me think about mine and Dennis's conversations that we've had, and as well as my wife, and you know, it's a blessing. So,
I have learned that since I've been, you know, since my spiritual breakdown, you know, that I had one, and
mm-hmm.
he'll keep putting me back in the storm, and if I don't get it in the middle of the storm, I'm not going to get it, and he'll keep me there, and I don't want to be a whirlwind. I'm going to learn the lesson.
Hallelujah.
And then I'm going to walk through the tunnel, and I'm going to pass on the message.
Amen. Well, y'all, I want to make Dennis busy. So Dennis wants to be busy, everybody. Y'all know his number.
Okay.
Give him a call. Get on them Bible
I'm
study times.
I'm always talking to Dennis. I'm always chatting with Mr. Dennis.
I know you. I ain't talking about you. I know you all. He told me about it. He said you're always talking to him.
I'm still waiting on your presence.
Oh, you're supposed to
you
be getting a
family.
Present from you, Dennis.
No, the presence of you and your family.
Oh yeah, we working towards that. It's all a process. We're planning a missions trip coming up. It's in God's work, in His time.
Of course it is.
But evangelist, we have a new person in the ministry that joined last week. She rededicated her life to the Lord, Sister Paula here from Milwaukee. And you heard her talking to you in a moment ago. I would have thought she was saved for years by listening to her.
I actually was at 19, but I kind of backslid as I was going along the line.
We all have. Come on, all of us have backslid at one point or time in our life. Even Dennis will tell you
that
he probably has.
We're human. We are human beings. But if we know how to pick it up and get it back on track and stay on that journey, we're going to keep moving forward.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to have Apostle Rita close us out.
Amen. God, this is how the Lord is just telling me in my spirit that He is so able, and we don't understand His ways is way above our ways, and His thoughts are far above our thoughts. We don't understand. We understood, we would know. He let us in on some things, praise God. And I just want to thank God for just being so good and so kind, and how I know He's healer and a deliverer. I've seen Him heal. He's healed me, and I'm just thank God for even more healing.
Amen.
Praise God. And He's just so good. He's so wonderful. We don't understand. All He tells us is to lean on Him and to trust Him and to know that He knows what He's doing. Praise God. And we just
Amen.
Thank you, Father God, for just being so good, so real, so kind, Father. Help us understand. Give us peace in our heart, peace in our mind, so that we can endure through these hard times, so that we can just go through, Father God. Touch who's ever ailing tonight, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask that You have Your will, that You have Your way, Father, that you just reign in our lives, reign in our minds, reign in our hearts, Father, and let Your will be done in Jesus' name.
I can feel You
Amen.
In my heart. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
that
you.
That was nice. Thank you.
Lord, prepare us to be the sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a sanctuary, Lord, for You.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Father, I even thank You for us not having to cancel the service tonight. Thank You for fixing the internet issue that was happening tonight, Father, and us being able to even come on at 7:30 like
we
were
able
to, Father. Hallelujah. And thank You for Tom being able to be here for during his break time, Father, him making the time to do so, Father, and evangelist that's here tonight, Father, and for Sister Paula, Father, and Sister Apostle Rita, Father, and my wife Leslie, Father, and my little son Paul. All of us that were on here tonight, bless them, Father. Bless them
what
with the labor of love.
Chicken liver?
Didn't I mention everybody?
No.
I said Lisa. I said evangelist.
I didn't hear you.
Hallelujah. Father, we bless everyone on here, and even her brother, Father, and Lisa Pope, Father, that's been in the hospital, that's been battling, Father, but... Father, I thank You for saving her life, Father, last week where she almost died, Father, but yet You still kept her around, Father. So, Father, by Your grace, it's been done. And You know it's been in my heart to travel to Ohio, Father God, and to make that one of our stops on the mission trip, Father,
to meet her, Father God, and to pray for her. So, Father, I pray, Lord, that the job that I get will be able to give me that freedom to be able to do so, Father. And Father God, that I'll be able to have someone here to help my wife during those times, Father God, so that I can be able to travel and minister the gospel, Father God. Father God, the one job that I'm possibly getting, Father, would allow me to work my hours whenever I want to. And as long as I put in 15 to 30 hours a week, Father, I'll still have a job. And I can be able to travel wherever I want, Father. So I thank
Nick,
you for that.
Blessing
that
is coming to you. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I have to say this. It's coming to you.
Hallelujah. Father, you know my heart. You know what this ministry is about. You know what Dennis is about. You know what this whole thing is about, the whole vision, Father. So, Father God, I pray, Lord God, that people will start getting committed. They won't say they're going to be somewhere and they're not going to be there, Father. Father God, even if they can make 15 minutes of a radio broadcast on their break time, Father. Father God, that they can even be blessed during that time, Father. Father God, that even when my sister has been dealing with what she's been dealing with in her body, yet she still made it here tonight. Sister Paula, who's getting ready to go to third shift, and she's sacrificing her sleep time so that she can be able to hear of you, Father. And then she goes to third shift at work, Father. Blessings to her, Father. Rita, Father God, who practically never misses, Father. Father God, bless her for her loyalty unto you and her honor unto you and her honor and loyalty unto this ministry, Father. Bless her, Father God, for that, Father God, for her labor of love, always being there.
Blessings,
Father God. Touch her, Lord God, as she comes forth. Hallelujah. I know I could do this to her, y'all, because I love her so much and I've known her for so long. She's going to preach next Tuesday, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unless she, for some reason, is not going to be here, but I doubt it. Knowing her, she'll be here. So, Lord willing, we will have her next week, Tuesday. And she is an awesome woman of the word. You can ask Dennis. Dennis will vouch. We'll tell you that she's powerful in the Lord.
We don't need the vouch. What we need to do is hear her.
Amen.
Not to interrupt, but I'm currently on medical leave right now from work.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I'm going to be going in for back surgery in August.
Well, be careful.
Tom and I are going to have to come pray for you.
I will pray for you because I refuse my back surgery.
Dennis, Tom and I have to pray for.
Yeah, I'm having my scoliosis fixed. And
I'll have my prayer warriors and pray your way.
Yeah, because I'm having it done at a Mayo Clinic in Arizona.
Prayer warriors are on their way.
Amen. We're all.
The prayer warriors are doing their job.
Amen. And Tom and I, brother Tom and I, are going to. We're going to find out where you live, and we're going to come and we're going to drive there by you sometime this weekend, or and my wife. And we'll pray for you. We're going to pray together.
Okay. Thank you for calming my heart down. And I was pacing the floors that I couldn't believe I didn't make the holes to see the neighbor downstairs.
I was going to mention one thing to you because God tells us thank you for the miracles and blessings that we receive.
Yep.
But we see blessings every day when we look to the people in our lives. We just have to look to the people in our lives to see them.
Because they're right in front of us.
Exactly.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
yes,
my sister. That was wonderful. Well, Father, we thank you for this time.
See, I have been mentored very well, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's been mentored by about 3 to 4 of us, Dennis, myself, and then a pastor there in Florida. So,
oh,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Father, we bless you.
My God, wherever I need you.
Hallelujah.
You know,
Father,
I got a lot
of
love for you. Hi, Leslie. I didn't get to say hi.
Leslie, Lisa said hi. Father, bless this time. Bless this word. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do.
And we bless this Saturday coming up as Bishop Dennis comes forth to preach. Just so everyone does know, Bishop Dennis is now the only one preaching on Saturday nights. He is the teacher of the hour on Saturday nights. So, Father, bless that
time.
In your name, Father God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Y'all don't want to take on that feisty cowboy, man.
I can take on that feisty cowboy. He's a good man. He's a good man. He taught. He mentors me well, and I've been just very busy with things going on and getting my stuff set up, and now this bombshell. But you know what? You guys have put me at peace, and I'm not pacing the floor, so I'm okay right now, and I thank you for that.
Hallelujah. Well, I think time
Bless
has
God.
Been prolonged and well spent, and it's a blessing unto the Lord. So you all have a great and beautiful, wonderful night. And I'm glad I know about your surgery coming up, Sister Paula, as well. Don't forget to text Apostle Rita. I know she gave you her number last week, I believe, so
right.
that she can stay in touch with you and be there as a sister there in prayer with you as you're going through it. It's important to have that spiritual strength around you. And
I'll be sending my prayer warriors that way.
And my wife and I will be also setting the time aside to come see you. So, what side of town are you on?
I'm in
Waukesha,
exactly. Wisconsin.
Oh, you're in Waukesha.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
Well, we live not far from Waukesha, so
like an Indian reservation.
No, it's a city. It's a Waukesha city. It's actually a nice city. My wife and I are getting ready to move there.
I like the name.
We're moving there before we move to Texas, so.
I'm going back up north.
You're going back up north?
For some sister time.
Oh, okay. We'll be praying for your safe travels.
I need my sisters right now.
I hear you.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Everybody have a beautiful, wonderful night. The radio thing is yelling at me now, saying 60 seconds.
Talk with some of y'all on Messenger.
Hallelujah.
I'll talk with some of y'all on Messenger. God bless.
Yep. Everybody stay encouraged. Have a good night.
Good night.
God's grace and mercy